A new report released by Market Forces shows some superannuation funds are greenwashing their climate targets. The report shows how 5 superannuation companies are doing this practice despite the legal risk they face. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan asked superannuation funds campaigner at Market Forces, Brett Morgan, what the report entails.
Our report finds the 5 biggest super funds in Australia are greenwashing. So they're telling members they are driving climate action by engaging with companies they invest in, but they're failing to demonstrate effective actions to back up these claims, such as reining in the rampant fossil fuel expansion plans of companies like Santos and Woodside, Australia's 2 biggest oil and gas producers. Now, the science is clear that meeting global climate goals like net zero by 2050 or those set out in the Paris Agreement means no new fossil fuels. And all 5 super funds in our report are committed to these goals in some form or another. The fossil fuel expansion plans of companies like Santos and Woodside are undermining the very climate goals our super funds have committed to or claimed alignment with. And as a result, these funds are greenwashing and exposing themselves to legal risk.
For our audience who is unfamiliar with the term, what's greenwashing in the context of the superannuations and why are they getting into a legal risk?
Well, greenwashing more generally is when a company overstates its green credentials or otherwise misrepresents the extent to which a product is environmentally friendly or sustainable. And so our report findings are a major concern for both members and regulators because legal experts have warned that companies without reasonable grounds to believe they'll achieve their climate commitments could be guilty of misleading and deceptive conduct. This could have serious consequences. Australia's corporate regulator, ASIC, is already suing one super fund over greenwashing.
So if they know they're getting into a legal risk, why are they greenwashing the climate targets?
Well, for a long time, super funds have resisted calls from members to divest from or sell their shares in companies expanding fossil fuels on the ground that these funds are relying on engaging with fossil fuel companies to fulfill their climate commitments. But our report has now exposed these funds for not actually living up to these claims, meaning that super funds are no longer able to pretend their inadequate engagement with companies expanding fossil fuel production will bring these companies into line with their own climate commitments.
So what are the gaps these reports found between climate commitments and real achievements identified with the 5 superannuation funds the report investigated?
Sure. So the 5 super funds in our report collectively manage more than $1 trillion of members' retirement savings, which shows that even the biggest and most well-resourced super funds in the country are failing to demonstrate the key elements of effective engagement to bring polluting companies into line. So all 5 funds in our report have committed to climate action in some form, as well as committed to engagement with these polluting companies to drive this climate action. Now, our report looked at a range of responsible investment authorities, including one convened by the United Nations, to identify 5 elements, an effective approach to influencing corporate climate action known as active ownership. And these elements are not rocket science. They include pretty simple things like identifying priority companies, setting time-bound objectives for those companies to change their behavior, as well as taking escalating action if they fail to meet those objectives.
That was Superannuation Funds campaigner at Market Forces, Brett Morgan, ending the story by The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.